Set Picture Music on Tuesdays. Linkin Park. Faint.
Bit of loneliness, a little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help.
I don't know how well the movie holds up. Summary on IMDb says, number five of a group of experimental robots in a lab is electrocuted, suddenly becomes intelligent, and escapes. I gotta say, I saw it three times in the theater and probably twice on HBO the next year, and I don't think I've seen it since.
Three times in the theater?
I loved it. I don't know what it was about this movie. I absolutely loved Short Circuit.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Like, classic 80s.
Classic 80s film.
What about Short Circuit 2?
Never saw it.
Oh, man.
Never saw it.
I don't remember what happened, but it was great.
It was the robot, man. That's all about the robot.
Like, Gutenberg is all right, but the robot, it really made the movie.
This
Johnny
wasn't
Five.
Gutenberg's best work.
No, Police Academy was. Oh, yeah.
So this is my authoritative stance that I have right now.
Okay.
How many times have you seen this movie over the years?
Probably five.
But we've never watched The Goonies.
No.
Not even once.
No, not even once. No, I will watch Short Circuit 10 times before I'll watch The Goonies once.
But Mike, and I know we talk about The Goonies a lot because Drew is very adamant about never wanting to see it, but I think at this point, if he saw it, I don't think he would like it.
No, I wouldn't, because it's been, people have built it up too much, like it's going to be some happening or something. And
you don't have that nostalgia that you watched it when you were a kid, so you're going to watch this movie, and I think you're going to hate it.
Right.
Because
people are just, you have to watch it. If I had watched it back in the 80s, I'd probably like it. I'd probably have some nostalgia attached to it. There are movies like E.T., one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm. And I can watch that again, and it takes me right back to where I was when I heard Elliot say, "Knock it off, penis breath," to his brother, and I died laughing. By the way, Drew Barrymore, never hotter than she was in that movie. So she was six.
So what was the song from Short Circuit?
Glad you asked. I had to restart my computer so that I could play it for you.
Micah, have you seen Short Circuit?
I haven't.
Oh.
Tell me this isn't the worst song from any movie in the 1980s by DeBarge, Who's Johnny? The ultimate in cheese.
Can we put DeBarge on our door?
So cheesy.
I mean, it's the 80s.
This screams 80s. Like, you would hear this right after Miami Sound Machine. What was the plot of Short Circuit 2?
I don't remember. It was probably the same thing. Maybe more robots came alive.
Johnny Five was out for revenge.
Against whom?
I don't know. I don't even remember what the first one was about.
Oh, man, it was so sad. Was it Johnny Five malfunction? Malfunction Johnny Five?
Disassemble. Stephanie, disassemble.
I was more of a RoboCop guy.
That's a great movie. I'll buy that for a dollar. Short Circuit 2, 1988. Robot Johnny Five comes to the city and gets manipulated by criminals who want him for their own purposes.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. He was robbing people.
Was he really?
Yeah, they loaded him up with like guns to threaten people. It was so cool.
I don't remember that.
They couldn't even get Gutenberg for it. They did get Fisher Stevens, who plays a very good Indian person.
Maybe Gutenberg was doing Police Academy 972.
Might have been. I don't remember Short Circuit 2 at all. I don't think that I ever saw it. On the cover, it says, "Some say he's nuts, some say he's bolts, but can number five make it in the big bag city? Keep your wires crossed." You know, they do something in this song that was real big in the 80s. The key change. They have it in one key, and then when the song gets a little bit old, I think about 3 minutes 15 seconds in, you're going to hear it. Listen to them. I love that remix.
So you love a part of this song, but it's the worst song of the
80s? Oh, yeah.
Okay. He likes the song.
Hate it.
It's kind of like it, too. Pep in your step.
Oh, there's the key change.
It it's no better or worse than any of the cheese that came out of the 80s, but that's what we liked about it.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Tell me if this is a better or worse song from a movie right here. John Parr's St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, this is not. This is the one of the best songs of the 80s by far. I'm not joking.
Man in Motion.
It's just, what kind of cheese do you like? I mean.
This is cheesy?
Yeah. Oh. All the 80s were cheesy.
But this pumps me up.
Do what? This will pump you up.
Are you work out to this?
I could crush the elliptical for sure. Level 10.
Hills or nah?
Nah. Oh, this is amazing. I'm downloading this right now.
All right, here's another horrible song from an 80s soundtrack.
Oh, no, wait, not before the hook!
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
From Mannequin.
Yeah.
Oh, I just did this for karaoke, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah. I'm still scarred.
All right, let me get you to the hook.
No, you don't. You don't have to. Everything has changed. Play the game. You know you can. You don't have to do this all over again.
Here we go.
I can see a new horizon underneath
the blazing sky. I'll be where the eagles flying high. And by the way, this guy John Parr, he has a worse song than this on his solo album from 1984. I know you don't remember it. It's called Naughty Naughty.
Oh, come on, man.
Our chemistry teacher, Mr. Nadler, was the DJ at our school dances, DJ Nads.
No way.
Nads. He would play this song, and when he goes Naughty Naughty, he would pot it down, and he would go, tease me. Nice and slow. Rest in peace, Mr. Nadler.
That's probably the highlight of his year.
Oh, he loved it. Oh, my God. He wore glow-in-the-dark glasses.
You're in the 80s mix with Drew.
DJ Drew. Here's a Nadler ado. To tease me. Take it easy. Hug and squeeze and naughty, naughty, naughty. I'm a naughty, naughty guy. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just can't believe you haven't seen Short Circuit 2 and you love part 1 so much.
Well, sometimes the original stands on its own.
It has one of the greatest 80s songs as well. You don't like the song I Need a Hero?
Holding Out for a Hero?
Yeah, Hold It Out for a Hero. There you go. Well, you know.
Well, I mean, that's from Footloose originally, dude. Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero. That's the Footloose soundtrack, bro.
Oh, man. But Short Circuit, too. It's all about how the guy wants to become a citizen of the United States. It's a great story.
It's a great song.
It's immigration problems.
Build that wall.
Why haven't they rebooted this franchise yet?
Oh, man.
The Short Circuit franchise?
Yeah, it would work now.
Sure would.
Well, we got better robots now.
Yeah. Didn't they reboot the Footloose? Well, there was a Footloose remake, right?
I think so.
Yeah. By the way, Galvin texted me, F yes, John Parr.
See? This song already on my phone. I love Bonnie Tyler. And this was also in a commercial for Hero Cologne, which I owned back in the
yes,
day.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Late at night, I toss and I turn and I dream of what I need. I need a hero. My favorite song on the Footloose soundtrack was this little jam by Shalimar, Dancing in the Sheets, sorry. God, that was a great soundtrack.
Have you ever looked into maybe trying to get a job at an 80s radio station?
No.
Because you don't have more joy on your face than when you're playing all of your favorite 80s songs.
You're right about that. Let's hear it for the boy. Denise Williams, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, you settled for Daft Punk on your door.
Let
I like this a lot.
Oh, it's a great jam. What's up? Do you know the song?
What's up? I do now.
You've never heard it before?
No, but I like it.
Oh, you just wait.
My baby, he don't talk sweet. He ain't got much to say. But he loves me, loves me, loves me.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that he loves me anyway.
And of course, let's not forget this. What movie is this from? Anybody?
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's gotta
learn to give you a hint.
Take it. Try to believe, though the going
gets
hard, that you gotta hang tough.
City
to
Slickers.
History repeats itself.
No. What? I thought the Peter Cetera that song was in Karate Kid.
Yeah, it was.
Glory of Love.
That's Karate Kid too.
Oh, that's the song.
What was the song from Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh, Axel Foley?
Not that one. That was a good one, but Bob Seger's Shakedown, wasn't it? This was the Axel Foley theme.
Yeah, Axel Foley theme, yeah.
It's Drew versus Nobody in 80s karaoke.
Oh, here's the one from that I was trying to think of from Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Luther.
When you would go out with girls back in the 80s, would you like when they would get in your Suzuki Samurai, would you say, hey, listen to all my favorite 80s songs?
The minute that it would close the tin door on that vehicle, you would hear this as soon as I popped in my cassette player. So where do you want to go? We could go to the movies and park, or we could just park. Well, I had wanted to go see a movie, but gosh, this cutting crew is just melting the panties right off me.
I just died on your arms tonight. Must have been
this is what you're rolling around to?
I just died on your arms tonight.
Romantic at heart, what can I tell you? What's up, Ray?
Hey, so I got an obscure movie soundtrack for you.
Give it to me, Ray.
From one Gerard McMahon.
Huh?
Cry Little Sister.
Oh, from Lost Boys.
Yeah, what a great song.
Dude, that soundtrack probably got played the most out of any soundtrack that I had in the 80s. Because you had the Echo and the Bunnymen version of People Are Strange.
Right.
You had Cry Little Sister. In Excess, Good Times with Jimmy Barnes. And the song with that hunky saxophone player, I Still Believe.
Oh, man, I forgot that one.
Like the saxophone player who was the most diesel-ripped sax player that you'd ever see in your entire life. That's a great soundtrack and a great 80s movie, right? Good call, man. Great to hear from you.
All right, we're good. Take care, guys.
See you, bud. I recommend Lost Boys if you guys haven't seen it. Do you know the movie of which I speak?
Yeah.
Right up there. Kiefer Sutherland as a vampire. It had the rare double-headed Corey. You had Haim and Feldman in the same movie, the Frog Brothers.
I prefer the Corey Haim, Corey Feldman combination in, what was it, Dream a Little Dream?
That's a good one.
That's my movie.
License to Drive, also a good one. And, remember this one from Karate Kid. I'm sure Seth loved this one because I did not love the song. Right here.
This is the jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like this?
The song kind of scared me. It's very haunting.
Man, I love it.
It's very haunting.
Maybe if you don't like this, maybe you would like the Ace of Base cover. I don't know. I've got them both on my phone.
Wait, hold on. Ace of Base covered this?
Oh, yeah, they did.
And you've got it on your phone.
I've got both.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
I know.
Stand by.
I know a thing or two about the 80s.
There's also a reggae cover.
Of course there is.
Oh, man.
The I Revive.
Man, Ace of Base can do no wrong.
Is there a pan flute in this song like there is in most of their songs?
I hope. Oh, God.
I'm dying.
Sanitized.
What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's going on, Drew?
You tell me.
Hey, I was calling up because I was trying to talk to my friend about this sex club over here you talk about. And, you know, we tried to Google it up, tried to get the name. And I do not know the name of the sex club you talk about in St. Pete all the time.
There's not a sex club in St. Pete.
Could have made up one.
Oh, yeah.
El Cap.
Oh, yeah. If you like meat.
No drink refills and no separate checks. It's El Cap.
El Cap?
El Cap. E-L-C-A-P. Good burgers, great sex.
That's for the Daily Double.
You're welcome. Go. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud. How about you?
Great. Hey, listen, summer of 86, Jermaine Stewart, we don't have to take our clothes off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. 80s, baby.
We could have a good time and drink some cherry wine. Uh-huh. I still don't know what cherry wine is.
You know what it is.
What is cherry wine?
Just drink it up and you'll see.
Jermaine Stewart, we don't have to take our clothes. That is the ultimate 80s song right here off the album Frantic Romantic. This is an 80s song of
yes,
all 80s
is,
songs.
Yeah.
Remember this one, Seth?
I don't know. Did Phil Collins co-sign on this?
You got to see the video too. Oh,
yeah.
There it is. Yeah, he's a little zesty.
Now it's time for Drew's favorite songs.
Listen, I'm not one of those guys that thinks good music was stopped being created in the 90s, but I will say that the 80s music is way better than the pop music today.
Agreed. Pop music of the 80s was amazing.
All the best music's been made.
We're listening to what, like when Phoebe has Britney Spears pop up or anything, man. Pop music was so much better back then than it is right now.
What's wrong with it now?
It's just not.
It took a turn. Like, what are they?
I don't know what it is now. I don't know if it's this.
It's all sterile.
You got like Demi Lovato.
It all sounds the same.
Yeah.
Insert pop artist here.
Yeah.
So come on, baby.
Now, from a movie called Iron Eagle with Lou Gossett Jr., Queen, for some bizarre reason. Now, what I want you to do, kid, is I want you to fly to 11,000 feet if something happens to me. Let me give you the plot summary first, okay? This kid, Jason Patrick or Jason Gadrick, I always screw him up. He loses his dad or something. So Chappie, who is Lou Gossett Jr., very gruff drill sergeant type guy, teaches him how to fly a fighter jet. And so he's got to fight against the Russians or the Iranians or something, and Chappie gets shot down. So he leaves the kid a tape to play if he gets shot down. So he's listening to the tape, and he goes, if you're listening to this tape, something bad happened to me. What I want you to do is fly to 17,000 feet and put this on and save America, kid. So the kid flies and hears this song and somehow miraculously outmaneuvers and outfights the entire Iraqi Air Force or Iranian Air Force and saves the United States and America. And I still don't know why they did this, but Queen, the chorus is One Vision. At the very end, they say fried chicken instead of One Vision. They say, gimme, 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 fried chicken. I have no idea why. Here, I'll play the very end for you. Not a bad Queen song.
Remember, they wanted to switch it up a little bit.
I have no idea why they did that. It's the first time they say it in the song, the only time they say it in the song, and they bust out fried chicken. That's, Mike, what's up?
It's weird. It's different.
Hey, Drew, got a little flashback. How about some candy? And when you walk, it takes over me.
Oh, it's a cameo. They're very often forgotten, followed up to Word Up. Listen to the way this guy sings it. It's exactly what that guy just said.
Even when you walk, it takes over me.
Just like I do. Is that the stuff?
What's up, Gary?
Hey, Drew, what's going on? How about that? What, the Huey Lewis in the news at the beginning of Back to the Future?
What, Back in Time?
Power of Love, I think it is.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Back in Time came later. Yeah, that was kind of a cheesy song, but not the worst song from the 80s.
All right, well, and if that doesn't work for you, I got Push It to the Limit that was in Scarface.
A little little Huey Lewis in the news trivia for you, if you remember from the film. Huey Lewis was actually one of the judges in the talent show where Johnny B. Goode was played by Michael J. Fox. Do you remember what Huey Lewis said to the to Marty McFly when he was done with the shredding the guitar solo?
Oh, I could not tell you. It's been a while since the last time I've seen
sir. But I don't know why I remember this. He said, "You're just too darn loud." I don't know why he said, why I remember that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I think I heard that somewhere before, actually. That was the guy from Huey Lewis.
Push It to the Limit. Huey Lewis, by the way, not a bad actor. I don't know if you've ever seen duets with Gwyneth Paltrow. Not bad. Rich, you got some cherry wine insight for us?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you can get cherry wine at PDQ.
That's cheer wine. cheer wine, sir. Cheer wine.
It's a soda.
Cheer wine.
No worries, brother. You good.
Open up the limit. Scarface. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man. What about Sade, Smooth Operator?
I mean, that's a good song. We're talking cheesy songs. That's a damn fun. By the way, if we're talking about good movie soundtracks, definitely Purple Rain, right? I mean, very few soundtracks better than that. Let's do a phone cleanse. All right, everybody, go ahead and tell us what song from the 80s that you love so we can get
Labyrinth,
off this.
David Bowie.
Streets of Fire.
By Rick Astley.
Labyrinth, David Bowie.
There you go. Labyrinth, David Bowie, and I heard a Rick Astley in there, and we're done. When we come back, we'll run down some stories on something we like to call Run the Jewels, where you'll find out, you know that kid who tried to set the world retweet record so he could get some free chicken nuggets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, good news and bad news for that kid that we found out today. And I'll tell you what the good news and the bad news is next as we run down some stories on Run the Jewels on Drew Garabo Live. But with Mother's Day this Sunday, that's right, this Sunday, find out what's special about your mom and write it in a nice card. And think about the most important lesson that your mom ever taught you. I bet it was a real important one. My mom, she taught me many important lessons, but I've forgotten every single one of them. So I try to apply in my everyday life the things that mom taught me. Like, for example, clean up after yourself. Don't curse unless someone else curses first, etc. Mother's Day is this weekend, and you can still send the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day and wow her with these bright, colorful flowers. Comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. You choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers guarantees your flowers are going to arrive fresh, beautiful, and they'll stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. Our bouquet has been going strong for like 12 days now. It's dazzling, stunning, and it is gorgeous. There is still time to get 100 Blooms for Mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use my code LOD when you go to proflowers.com. You'll get these stunning flowers and free glass vase starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com. Code LOD when you click on the mic. You better order today before you're out of time and Pro Flowers is out of this bouquet.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.